Blackstone Audio presents Ghost Songs, a memoir by Regina McBride. This book is read by Madeline Lambert. For Jerry, Tracy, and Sheila, with love. The host is writing from Knocknarea, and over the grave of Cluth Nabar, Quilta tossing his burning hair, and Niamh calling, "Away, come away, empty your heart of its mortal dream." W.B. Yeats, the hosting of the she. You are Irish, you say lightly, and allocated to you are the tendencies to be wild, wanton, drunk, superstitious, unreliable, backward, toadying, and prone to fits. Whereas you know that in fact a whole entourage of ghosts resides in you, ghosts with whom the inner rapport is as frequent, as perplexing, as defiant as with any of the living. Edna O'Brien, Mother Ireland, a memoir. Part 1. A particular memory preoccupies me. A theater party in Santa Fe. I don't know many people and walk to the back patio where, in the porch light, two young actors are reciting lines from Shakespeare. Turning and seeing me standing at the open French doors, one of them goes down on his knee and bows to me. The other kisses my hand and in an impassioned whisper utters, "My Lady Ophelia." The two of them fence for me with rapiers of air. I lie in the sterile psychiatric ward.